Captain John Smith passed the site of Noah's York Spit Sea Bibs buoy at least 9 times during his stay in Virginia, 4 times on his 2 round-trip voyages of exploration up and back down the Chesapeake's main stem in the summer of 1608, and 5 more times on his round trips to Powhatan's capital of Werowocomoco up today's York River in the winters of 1608 and 1609. It is worth noting that Smith had already visited Werowocomoco during the weeks that the natives had held him captive, December 1607 to January 1608. With them, he had also seen the York's 2 big headwater tributaries, the Pamunkey and the Mattapony Rivers, on foot. In February, after his return to Jamestown, Smith made his first trip by water in frigid weather, taking Captain Christopher Newport to meet Powhatan. That voyage also included a run up the Pamunkey so that Newport could meet Powhatan's powerful brother, Opechan Canoe, who had been Smith's captor. At the end of Smith's second exploratory voyage up the bay in early September, he and his crew passed here and anchored for the night in the mouth of the Pocosin River, which they had named Gosnold's Bay. That evening, however, a thunderstorm sprang up. They raised sail and ran before the strong wind, navigating by what they could see during lightning flashes, until they rounded Old Point Comfort and the squall blew over. In October of that year, Smith sailed again to Werowocomoco under orders from Captain Newport with gifts for Powhatan, but he returned to Jamestown overland that time. At the end of December, he sailed again to Werowocomoco to trade for corn. It turned out to be his last and most hostile encounter with the great chief. He also traveled up the Pamunkey to trade with Opechan Canoe, another encounter that ended badly, and up the Mattapony. Busy though he was with diplomacy and defense, he apparently took enough notes on this trip to map both tributaries with remarkable accuracy. He returned to Jamestown in mid-February, passing this buoy site for the last time. The amazingly accurate map of the Chesapeake and its rivers that Smith published 3 years later, based on his explorations and what he had learned from the native people he met, played a crucial role in the history of English settlement in both Virginia and Maryland colonies. It is a remarkable legacy from an extraordinary man.